what does the present administration intend to do about the situation on the ground?
Now, like I told you, immediately after he assumed office, Excellency personally, because of the attention, you know, because of the priority, because of his concern, because of his concerted efforts towards you know, taking healthcare services to the greater height in the state.
Yes,
yes, personally, you know, visited a lot of health facilities. And they have seen their condition, and equally significant, he has directed the ministry to come up with a strategy which will now assist the government to immediately, you know, put these facilities into a proper shape and make them very, very conducive for healthcare service delivery. To us in the health sector, this is an excellent beginning. We have seen that really healthcare services under His Excellency Haji will be very, very fantastic. You know, the healthcare, there will be an improved performances. There will be an improved in the healthcare service delivery. So also in the area of human resource, he has requested the ministry to carefully analyze our health, our human resource for health position in the state, and identify the gaps with a view to enable the government to immediately recruit the right caliber of personnel that will man our healthcare facilities.
The Quartet Hospital is okay. What really happened was that Primary Healthcare Development Agency, Oshua Piarano, they have wanted to repair the hospital. They came, they mobilized to site, and suddenly they disappeared, they abandoned the properties. But the same government under the present administration, you know, has directed for a degree of quantity that the estimate for the repairs. You know, the third government is determined to immediately, you understand, the necessary payslip to the hospital. You know, they want to repair the dilapidated building, supply the equipment, and make the environment very, very conducive, you know, for effective
service delivery. Now, you said the one we visited in Gwaram is not cottage.
It's
a primary healthcare. The one they said the contractor came and removed the roofs.
About not
the that's what the people say, sir.
It's not that you know. This federal intervention, when they came, they identify certain facilities that they want
to assist the state.
So we keep them. They mobilize the site. And later they have abandoned
the project.
Now the same government
is taking over.
Literally, the president admission came. The Excellency, the governor, has directed for the immediate repairs of the place. Also, the supply of necessary working tools to make sure that the place is very, very conducive for effective service delivery.
As a governor, I have to sit down here and tell you that, you know, in every village, in every town, in every local government, the water, the health facilities, the education, the transportation, the food security, it's not humanly possible.
Yes.
Because it's a human institution. And not even, and in the entire country, If you are going, not you know, because, but then you should see, you know, in terms of relativity, you know, what are the needs? What are the available resources? You understand? And then how are they administered? And what were they achieved? Actually, we should be in that context, rather than, you know, picking spaces. Fine, having gone to, is there no place where you saw anything better in the city? Our own, you know, was what you treat the Gunduma system in Nigeria.
Gunduma
system, and it's supposed to be treated, you know, primary health care first. Because that's why you have the basic area, you know, whooping cough, diarrhea, malaria, tuberculosis, you know, meningitis, you know. That is why you have this problem, you know, and then infant mortality, you know, maternal mortality. You know, before, in Jigawa State, you know, for a woman to deliver from a village, you know, she has to be put on a cart for about 25 miles. A cart. And a woman in labor to be living, you know, in a cart. You know, so, you see, our duty was to capture the primary health first. How do we deal with it? And by standards, every lay will be able to at least 90%, even in water. I mean, if you have good drinking water, then you'll also be able to address your health problems. Jigawa State will attain 90%, you know, water, potable water, drinking water in Nigeria. The other thing in Nigeria, except by defeat and other NGOs, you know, from Europe. So what I'm saying, based from what where when I took over, I say which has been totally buried, which has to be either exhumed or excavated to the ground level first. Before we say anything, so with all sense of modesty, I have no saying, you know, I have given my, you know, I have done everything, but then I have given my best. And those who have gone there, you know, see it. What we do, you know, addressing the basic foundation of the state.